Graham.
Rob Kidd from 4MK.
Oh, hi, Rob. How are you?
Not too bad. What's the situation? We all saw the show.
I just don't think that they want Australians on the island. I think that they want to have this island solely for the use of the Chinese tourism market. I think all Australians should be angry. We want to make a home here. We want to buy our piece of Australia. And China is making it very hard.
It seems like Keswick Island's become a province of Chinese Communist Party. That's what it looks like to me.
It's a real concern. And I think our island here is just a small example of what they're doing to Australia.
Yes. Well, they pretty well wrapped it up pretty well, Rob. You know, we've been there for... we've been involved with the island for 19 years now. And I think it all comes down to the government's mismanagement and headlessees letting us down, or the government letting us down by not holding the headlessees accountable. You know, we should have a lot more infrastructure over there, and to be treated like we've been treated just recently in the last 18 months is just not on. So we've had enough. So that's why we've the media have been trying to get hold of us for a long time, and we've been putting them off, trying to do the right thing, and then we just thought we've had enough. So that was the result, Rob.
So you've been booted off the island?
No. But the airport has been closed. I used to fly to work, and Karen and I used to run our businesses on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
They gave 12 hours to get the plane off the island. No, that was the day they took over. There's no reason given. They've locked the airstrip. There's no commercial. You can't fly a plane into the island. They've taken away our boat ramp and given us a shoddy, somewhat dangerous runway on open to the north, which is built without any permits from Grumpa or council or anything. But that, you know, the access to the island obviously is by air and by sea. They've taken our trailer away for our boat, and taken our means of pulling it out, which is a small tractor. They've got our trailers in their compound. So our trailer boat's being anchored in the water for 3 months, which it's not designed to do.
Wow.
So, you know, we've still got access to our houses. They can't stop that.
No.
But I guess the first two paragraphs of the head lease state that the head lease is for residential, commercial, marine, and aerodrome purposes. And so, the second paragraph says that any breaches of this, the lease can be forfeited.
So why aren't the governments growing a set, if I can say that, and doing something?
That's the big question. We don't know. We've been to the Premier's office, not with the Premier, but with her right-hand man, Ian Hutchins. Six of us flew down and had a meeting with them. Nothing happens, Rob, nothing. We've had meetings with the head of DERM. Again, it's a commercial thing between you and the head lessee. Well, we're sick of it. The government has been bloody hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. We've had a lot of support from George Christensen. Amanda Cam has been amazing trying to help us, and we're glad that she got in.
Mm-hmm.
But they're obviously in opposition, so they don't have quite the pull. Our local member, Julianne, has not done anything to help us.
So she's sitting on her hands. So we need the public to get behind you guys on the island to get things changed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I say the ACA did a brilliant job.
Yeah, great story.
Within 30 minutes, there was 85,000 views online of that program. This morning, it was up to 315,000. And we've had people calling from all over the country, WA, Tasmania, everywhere, just throwing in support. People from the past. It's just been amazing. I just had a phone call from a political activist, you know, in the arena of Chinese starting to dominate Australia, and she said, in my 10 years of doing this, I've never seen so much support from one entity. a small little island on the Queensland coast.
Wow.
So
that's heartening for you?
Very heartening. What we need to do is how can we harness this? We're having a meeting tonight. How can we harness this and ride the wave? It's not just Keswick Island. That's just a mini example of what's happening to Australia. And yes, we've got our own personal issues, but it's bigger than that. You know, Keswick Island's owned by Australia. It's Australian.
Yeah.
Everybody has a piece of it. And, you know, to have the ugly keep out signs, you know, telling people they're not welcome, trying to cut off our main beach and putting an imaginary line across with a sign out there saying people can't enter the bay. I mean,
that's crazy, isn't it? That's un-Australian.
That is very un-Australian. And so, you know, it could all be solved in a heartbeat if China Bloom were to sit down and talk to us properly.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, all this media could be totally to their advantage and open the whole island up. So our viewers then, well, they don't want that. It's so easy to fix.
Well, we need to, as a public, we need to let the powers that be, the Julianne Gilberts and the Anastasia Palaszczuk of Queensland, to know that what is happening right now is wrong. They need to change it. And as you say, in a heartbeat, they can have it changed.
Yep. And Rob, tell the truth. I mean, Anastasia, yes, the public of Queensland voted her back in. But for her, two occasions, she stood up on TV when asked by an ABC reporter and a Channel 7 reporter about Keswick Island. She stated that she was really unaware of what was going on. And we know, come on, we put in a 300-page submission at that meeting in her office. One of our party was with Greg Williamson when he called the Premier and spoke to her directly about it. Half an hour later, one guy got a call by the Chief of Staff and I got a call by the head of DERM half an hour after that. So, come on, tell the truth. How can you trust people that do that? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's playing with people's lives. We need to contact Julianne Gilbert, get these things sorted so you can be happy where you are in paradise. We're very jealous of you, Craig. Very jealous every day. When I saw the pictures last last night, I was like, how do you wake up every day? Honestly, terrible.
You know, human nature tend to take things for granted, but we don't out there. It is one of the most stunning parts of sailing. I mean, I spent many years sailing around the world, and Keswick Island is one of the most stunning places. And, you know, and it's not mine. It belongs to the state of Queensland.
Correct.
And we want people to come and enjoy it. And we love having people out there. And yeah. And I wake up every morning feeling very thankful. I look out and I thought, how lucky are we? And this is on our back doorstep, you know, in Queensland. So
let's hope things change quicker. Craig, good to talk to you, mate.
Okay, mate. Thanks a lot, Rob.